I'm sure you guys have examined what the Niners coach said about protesting and Kaepernick. What do you think about what Shanahan said?
Well, I think that he has some valid points. I think that it's just as a country and just as a world, we just all got to do better. I mean, and that's the sad thing, that how you have politics that are pushing people farther away. You look at, you know, from watching Fox, and then you go to CNN, you go to both news, and one is creating a narrative that all people are looters. Everybody in the protest is this. And then it becomes the other station. And then it's like, hey, there's peaceful protest. Then it's like, hey, you know what? All these companies are donating money. So they've been tearing up. People are tearing up cities, and they want to now donate to Black Lives Matter. How is this? So everyone's missing the point. So what they do, and what the media and what individuals have done, you have demonized something and make it, you turn it. You can switch like Houdini. It's a magic trick to say, let's not deal with the issue. Let's not deal with the facts. And that's the thing that's so disheartening, guys, is people now are running from the facts and trying to twist things to make it look one-sided and make a narrative turn something that is so gross. We know racism. People are racist, was getting hung, all these different things that happened. And all of a sudden now it's about, hey, this one's doing that, and these guys are doing that. These are looting. So I think the message is getting lost in all this, and that's the thing to me is just so disheartening.
How do we stay on the message? Because obviously last time around, Kaepernick had a message. It was pretty clear, and then that one got, you know, co-opted, and it got all distracted. How do we stay on it this time?
I think the biggest deal, you got to realize, there was a man, there's a book, I don't care, you know, there's a book that people probably should read more in, and did all these great things, healed the sick, raised the dead, made the blind to see, even if you're not a Christian, and they still killed him. Why? Why they still killed Christ? Even if that's a fairy tale book, because he still had rules to live by. And sometimes because of guilt and all these different things that people deal with, they don't want to hear necessarily the truth. And it's hard. It's hard sometimes to accept things, and you're like, well, hey, it's been hundreds of years. But you got to realize what has happened when you had, you know, a society was saying, here's a welfare check, here's food. Stamps. Well, if the black man's at the house, you know what? He can't be at the house. You're not going to get your food stamps. And then all of a sudden, if you start having more babies, you know what? You're going to get another check. So what you've done? You've caused you've caused generations to say, why should I want to excel? Why should I want to have more? Why should I want to create more when I know that the system is going to take care of me? So there's a group of people that don't want to see change. There's a group of people, sometimes it's a Republican, sometimes it's Democrat. They are trying, and sometimes people are trying to keep it divided and trying to say, hey, if you do this, they're going to do that. But people got to educate themselves a lot more. And so the biggest way how we stay on point is we have to first go back and start saying, what is there? There's a cause and effect for everything. And we need, as a country, blacks, whites, browns, it doesn't matter. We need to say, what is the cause? Don't just start looking at the ones that are, you know, in the ghetto and say, oh, these, don't group everyone that way. Understand why they're like that. What has happened? Every time you were picked last and you're playing a sport in school, and every single time you're picked last, how is your demeanor? How is your personality? If you always are the last one picked in a game or whatever, it has an effect. And I think that this is what you're starting to see. And this thing about Fred, it's horrible. We know it's horrible, but this has been building. And this has been building, you know, and you hear what Drew Brees, I text Drew. I love Drew. Drew, I have done business together. He's a great man. He talks about me in his book, but it was a wrong choice of words. He's talking about anyone that doesn't stand for the flag, so I don't support him. But what he fails to realize when he said my grandpa and grandma, my grandfathers fought in this war. Yes. But what happened when blacks fought in the war? When they came home, they still were called the N-word. They still couldn't get jobs. This GI Bill, all the equalities weren't there. So that's what people have to realize. And a lot of people don't realize those facts. And that's the, so if we're going to get better, we got to acknowledge the past and have to acknowledge, how do we change this? Not a handout, but a hand up. And it starts with education. And my thing, the forefront of this, I think this country needs more God.